is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know.
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water, fi drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me rinse up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us back a thing now. Bets throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
The May 23rd, the Tuesday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. We got lots to talk about today, all right? And I'm going to let you know how it's going down. Now, as you know, I wear many hats. I happen to have a booking today for early show prior to Jokers. So I will not be here for the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be holding it down. But I'll be back tomorrow, so whatever you want to heap on me Laker-wise, go right ahead. But know that as you heap whatever you want on my Lakers for getting swept, I'm saying it with a smile on my face. Because all that I've been saying about LeBron and how it's going to turn out in L.A., and it's all playing out. So, you know, you can get on me for my Lakers getting swept. But you can't get on me because, you know, I got the I told you so card right here in my pocket. So I will be available tomorrow for all of y'all, you know, heaping on if y'all need. So if you don't give Pearly the full dose today, that's fine. You can save it from tomorrow, all right? And, you know, I keep it full 100 with y'all. So, you know, I'll be right here. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Now, the phone lines are open, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Toll-free in the Family Islands, Grand Bahama, any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. You know we're going to chime in with Freeport in short order today as well. Just give them a gander there, Mr. Producer. I think Freeport just needs to be let in. So be good to go. We'll be talking with them in short order. And before I get to Freeport and to Grand Bahama, the Grand Bahama Report, you know we got to check out the headliners. Oh, I got to give you your trivia first. And then we'll check out the headliners. Who was making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. But right now, like I say, I got to hit you up with your trivia. So get your thinking caps on. Hey, Texter, listen, make sure I hit me tomorrow. I already told you I had a predetermined, pre-booked already engagement. So you can save that for. But if I could throw Kong shell at him. If I see him on Cabbage Beach, I could throw Kong shell. That was a picture from 2 in a row. I catch him again. What? At least I couldn't. All right. Oh, Lord. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Marty, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
I didn't cool enough. Listen, I didn't listen to this deal with the bomber signing with the Chinese, right? And I'm trying to figure out why we still signing deals or have any kind of thing going on with the Chinese. Reason why I say that, right? Look at what the Chinese did to Al-Qaeda. Look at what the Chinese did to Freeport and Airport. Look at what they're doing now to the with the container port. Not to mention, the Chinese own 50% of most of the companies inside the Port Authority. You can't buy land in Grand Bahama right now because the Chinese got the prices up right. Service charge through the roof. You know what I mean? Business license through the roof. Why are we still doing business with the Chinese?
You know how you say, brother. Connect the dots. Follow the money.
But, I mean, you know, what? Ministry of Agriculture ain't got no one who could put up greenhouses. You know, we got people who could build houses. So what's so difficult about putting up a greenhouse?
Because that's bad for business. Connect the dots. Follow the money.
You know, we need China. All the people in the world Chinese. So what, next thing you know, we got plastic watermelon now.
And you know what? And I'm not saying this against any particular race or nationality. But one always has to be very careful who can cross the food supply in one's country.
The Chinese. I mean, look at what the Chinese
one doing. One needs to be very careful as to who controls the food. That's something we need to control at all times.
Look at what the Chinese doing in Africa. You know what I mean? Chinese can pretty much take over Africa. So why are we still fooling around the Chinese? And then, you know, the Chinese been trying to get the land in Andres for years. So why the government even entertaining the Chinese when they're trying to get this land in Andres right next door to?
Naughty, great show as usual. Tell your corner, we love the Chinese. They're the only people who have a dinner for $3.50. That's what
what you eating? You eating food at the septic tank. The oil and tank coming at the septic tank.
Boy.
I'm sure people seeing the videos where the Chinese taking the oil at the septic tank and cooking with it.
We got a lot of stuff floating around. We've seen a lot, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, so I guess trying to understand why this government, again, always overshadowing behemoths for other nationalities. I mean, come on, you can't find a behemoth who can put up a greenhouse?
Listen, I often look at a lot of these jobs and contracts that are given to foreign entities and wonder, is that not jobs Bahamians can do?
Listen, a Bahamian can do anything.
And then the next question is, why? And then you follow the dots. You connect the dots and follow the money, and then you see why.
But not just follow the money, follow where the money come back to.
That's my old point. Follow the dots, connect the dots, and follow the money. You'll see exactly whose pocket it end up in.
I'll hang up and I'll continue listening to the rest of your show.
I appreciate you as always, brother. And you know we got the Grand Bahama Report coming up in short order, so hang tight for that. Naughty, correct the caller. He is lost. Property in Grand Bahama is less than half the price than it is in Nassau. All right. But guess what? Let's be honest with you. Still hard for Bahamians to own a piece of the pie, a piece of the rock. Let's be real. You can't run from that fact either. All right, let's get into the trivia right now. And you know what you play it for? Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, Joker's Wild Party passes. And this is a good one right here. A recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 62% said when it comes to doing business, they have stopped doing this completely. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, I'll work on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And let's jump on in. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Boy, I tell you, my God. This texter wasn't playing today. This texter wasn't playing today. First texter in at 421. 424. Writing checks. Winner, chicken dinner. So guess what? This a record, boy, look here. This a record break. This a record break. Who broke the record the other day, you know? Listen, I hope you don't do everything fast, you know. You may upset some people in the process if you do everything this fast. So send me information, texter, so we can get you all hooked up, so you can get your prizes. Boy, I take care of that real quick out of the day. Boom, gone. That's what I like. So let's jump on in. Diesel sales stop at some stations. Petroleum retailers start action and push for margin increases. And this was coming. This was coming. The action was warned. Next gas. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. Anyway, let's not and say we did. Tough day for some drivers who need diesel to make a living. That was going to be my next point, and it's covered. Story by Jared Higgs in the Guardian today. There's going to be a fallout there. Court of Appeal stays Gibson's corruption trial pending hearing of appeal. Read more on that. Man on bail for murder charged with multiple rapes. A man on bail for murder and armed robbery on Monday faced charges in connection with the rape of a man and two women. With the rape of a man and two women earlier this month. Boy, can you remember that clip that went viral years ago on social media? They raping everybody. You remember that one? Looks like that's what the 242 is in 2023. On Monday, faced charges in connection with the rape of a man and two women earlier this month. Shuantino Rowe faced charges of rape, forcibly taking, armed robbery, abetment to rape, assault, and threats of death in relation to it on May 13th. Prosecutors allege that Rowe helped another man rape a 31-year-old man on May 2nd. Read the sordid details. My God. But we don't have a crime crisis. Next headline. 24-year-old father shot dead. A father of two was shot and killed on Sunday night. Wasn't perfect, but he worked hard and loved his children, according to his grieving mother. Antoinette Moxie, 45, said her son, Darren Bastian, 24, was killed for no reason. Read more on that situation. My thoughts and prayers go out to the family. You know, it's just like almost the same headlines we keep reading every day as far as the crime element. Rape, murder, robbery. Robbery, rape, murder. Rape, murder, robbery. It's all the same thing. How long are we going to be content to live in this cesspool of crime? And you can't just blame the police. It's all of our responsibilities. And we need to start thinking, how are we going to come together in this regard? It's one thing we could get right and take the society back. Because the way this going right now, we going to Hades in a handbasket. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, when they said that this morning regarding the rapes, I had no words. It's hard for me to find some right now. Naughty, if diesel stops selling, at least them bad bus drivers will learn to drive. Naughty, that one raped a man and two women. That one needs to get hung. Naughty, the mess apart, he says he's innocent on the gun charge. But he was on bail for murder at the time. So that speaks to our judiciary, to our sentencing system. And our sentencing guidelines. How could murderers get bail to come out and offend again? But the petty shoplifter languishes in Fox Hill for years until a trial comes. Naughty. Your caller from Freeport earlier mentioned why we're still doing business with the Chinese. Don't forget the TVs they just got in the House of Assembly. I'm quite sure they're spying or listening in on the conversation. Well, it ain't like we ain't seen that before. I mean, you all forget, you know, the trails of... Anyway, we can leave that alone. I mean, we've seen recording from our politicians and wannabe politicians before. That's all I'm saying. But I understand your point as well, too, Texter. I get you. I read you loud and clear. All right, let's head down to Freeport, man. You know, each and every Tuesday, we got the Freeport Report. We got the supplement from Grand Bahama and the Grand Bahama News. And today's Tuesday, so let's check in with Sarah Kirkby. I know we got Sarah Kirkby. We have Darren with us today as well.
No, child, I can't find him.
You're fighting a cause somewhere. So what's going
He's
on,
out
Sarah?
There doing something. We have missed you. I'm so sorry. I haven't missed you for 2 weeks, Naughty.
You've been traveling. You've been doing your thing, man. What's going on? Don't bring me up to snuff in Grand Bahama. All I can see is big groundbreaking again in Grand Bahama. And you're not Grand Bahamian Sphere, but groundbreaking.
Yeah, that's why I wanted Darren on. Darren had a definite rant. He's exactly right. This is the same place that they had, I think it was 6 years ago, they did a groundbreaking there. We don't want to see it. And by renaming it a health campus, to me, it doesn't make a difference. It's a hospital. It's what we need. It's great to see it being done. But again, you know, let's just get it done. And as I have to agree with Darren on this one. You know, this one needed a ribbon cutting, not a groundbreaking.
Yeah, I'm with you, because we've seen a lot of groundbreaking, like I said, in Grand Bahama, but let's get to the cutting the ribbon. Let's see some...
It's hard if you live here. I have to be honest, things are improving, and you think, and things are getting better. Tourism has been up. It's so wonderful to see so many people around and to see places full, and everyone's had this really great season. And now is the time for us to make sure that it's even better when they come back for the new season. But we really do have to get things going, which would include our airport. That's a must for us. The hospital, yes, but we have Doctors Hospital coming in too, which is huge. But I mean, let's get this going. I would have to note the nice part about where they are building this next to Wassum, which is our student hospital that is, you know, the American Student Hospital, which is doing extremely well. I just saw some of the teachers the other day out, and I asked them if they were on a summer break, and they are not. They've got new students coming in, and they are continuing to go, and the school is growing and growing here in Grand Bahama, which is great for us on our overall potential. We'll actually have a story on that next week on how successful this school is being for the island too.
Okay, so I mean, listen, I know the potential that it has, okay, Sarah, but sorry, man. I got to see the real McCoy. I got to see students attending. I got to see it, you know?
Oh, no, no, no. Students are attending. This is Wassum. Wassum is American-based medical school. What they broke ground on is not a medical school. They're calling it a health campus, but it is our hospital. It is to replace the RAND. Okay. It's just got a new name.
Then I need to see doctors and nurses and orderlies and ambulances and patients, and people being discharged. And have you, you know?
Agreed. And if
I
you need, would,
I got to touch
would,
it, man. I got to feel it. I'm sorry, but this just means this is enough.
That he knows who he is. Look for his talk about it on Facebook. He gives a very clear indication of how people feel about it.
Because, I mean, when you look at this picture, you know, it looks eerily similar to the FTX. Groundbreaking.
No. We have enough bad juju in Freeport. Don't be bringing that here, please.
I mean, got bad juju all over.
Don't be doing that.
Oh, my Lord. I understand this health center, when it's there, it'll be better. It'll make things better for Grand Bahamians, but is it going to make it better for every Grand Bahamian, even the average Grand Bahamian, if it finally comes to fruition, Sarah? Or is it going to be?
I think the goal is that is for the average Grand Bahamian. While most of the people who can afford health insurance will be going to Doctors Hospital and Lakayan Medical and Sunrise Medical, our other private areas, this really is to improve the actual facility that we currently have. I mean, the RAND has been there for, you know, since the beginning of time in Freeport, and it needs some love. It's a good, solid building, but our growth means that we need to have more there, and they need to spread that out a bit. So, and I believe from what I've read in there that they're doing it in phases. So it is good for the island. We do need another emergency facility, especially close in that Lucaya area where the growth has been down there and not to the Bahamia side of the area for Grand Bahama. So it's a good choice of location. I love the fact that it's next to this medical campus. And I believe, I don't know, we're working together. So that's a benefit for us as well, having all these students.
Now, I got all the phases and everything, but when do they think this whole thing is going to be complete, Sarah?
I actually don't know. And I don't want to lie to you and say what date it is. It would have been in the original stuff. So it says it's 120 bed capacity, but it did not, I don't think we put in the date when it's due. I'm thinking it's 2026, but I might be well off on that. So please don't quote me on that. And I will get back to you on it. I'm going to ask someone in my office right now to look it up and see if they can tell me what the date is from
Prime Minister's
speech.
At least you could hold them a little more accountable to a date, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, and that's what we're trying to hold them accountable to, the dates on the airport, because everybody really wants that. And this is the time for it to be built now to get things going while your snowbirds are gone and it's not the high season. We really need that airport going. We've got a story on that, actually, about WestJet and Sunwing. There was a merger, and we're hoping this will be a benefit for the island, because Sunwing was a phenomenal time for us over the winter, the high season. And everyone did very well with Sunwing. The Canadians came for 2 weeks. They loved the island. Beautiful. It was, you know, they did very well. And we want to keep that going. So our concern is, obviously, if WestJet buys Sunwing, we want to make sure that the route still stays to come to Grand Bahama, and that they hopefully add additional ones on for us. You know, because WestJet flies to Nassau, but we also want to make sure it stays and goes in Grand Bahama.
All right, I got a text that chimed in real quick. Naughty, is Sarah serious that tourism is up?
Yes.
The minister said that we have hit our peak of 2019, which is 100 people per day by air. That could barely fill Airbnbs. A health campus is a way to avoid calling something it is not, a hospital or even a clinic. It can be one or the other, but it's currently not, nor exists. A real plan to make that happen doesn't exist either. And
I would say yes on tourism. Our flights have actually increased. Now, Sunwing has gone down, obviously, for the season. So that's down. But do we need a better airport so we can facilitate more flights? Yes, 100%. But we have had more numbers because we are having more cruise ships. We actually have another cruise liner that's joining that we're finding out that's arriving on Monday season here until November. So the cruise ship business has been picking up. I would also say that our snowbird season was the biggest it had ever been in a long time, with, you know, everybody finally not having all the rules and everything to go through. So, yeah. And I think if you speak to the owners of the top restaurants and all the beaches and the consignment, they would say it's picking up. I went past David Wallace's place, the zip line area, and it was solidly packed the other day with tourists that had all come in. Our cruise ship business has increased. Now, our airport numbers have not, because we cannot facilitate larger flights. We also lose a lot of our flight seats to the shipyard and things like that, because they have staff still coming in through there.
Let me ask you a question, though. I remember we've been on a year. I remember last year in December, they said the airport was supposed to be demolished from then, right?
No, they remember there was a change. So when the new government came in, they changed. They were reviewing everything. I don't think that I remember the Minnesota administration had made a decision on the airport. They were still making a private PPP. I think that's what it's called, right?
So we're still just waiting, lingering.
Right. So DPM Cooper spoke at the Grand Bahama Business Outlook, he was very, they brought the partners there. I believe they've already been back on the island for more discussions. And we did understand that the main building, the old terminal, was going to be knocked down in April. That did not happen. And so we are hoping May, which we're very close to, June, it will happen. But he did clarify some of that as well in his address to people when he was here last week, and said that they are getting near completion of stuff. And The Guardian ran stories on it as well. So I think it's just finally dotting the I's, crossing the T's, that they're getting done with the Manchester Group out of the UK. Obviously, as Grand Bahamians, we're desperate for it to happen ASAP, you know, so that's where we're at. We really want to see it happen. And I do agree with the person who texted in on the name of the hospital. I agree with them completely.
What about the Gold Rock properties? I see that they're still listed for sale.
Right. So this was news, and we wanted to let everybody know that they are now listed for sale. They have closed the Home Design Center. They do have the Do It Center is open, but the concrete plant is closed. And we wanted, you know, let people know. Actually, on Thursday, Heroic will now open, which is a new concrete plant. So there are changes afoot there. It's sad to see the Delzados go. They were a lovely family that invested a lot into the island. It's a shame when people, you know, don't get things sorted out. I know if you read the article today, you'll hear comments from everybody on that, including our chamber president. So it was quite disappointing in that fact. But there is a new place opening. So, you know, it's a new company taking it over. So we can only hope that that brings, that's a good thing as well. We also have Bahamas Hot Mix in that mix as well. And, you know, they're working, as we understand it, with the airport. Now, it's not, as far as I understand, it's not the Bahamian side of that. It's a different part of the Bahamas Hot Mix. But, you know, Hot Mix is very well known for their work and how, and they've done some superior work on airports, roads, and everything like that. So this is a good sign for us with them being here as well.
I see you got some other big things going on, too, is in relation to farming as well.
Right. So I, full disclosure here, this is one of my best friends, Tiffany Dennison. And she was actually running it while she was a lawyer, and she finally decided to give it up and go for her dream and go back to farming. She was an environmental lawyer, and so she's now doing that. And she's got, she's partnered with her friend who's listed in here as well as part of Blue Water Organic Farm. And so he had a visit from the Deputy Prime Minister. They were able to show them what they're doing in this farming here. Tiffany is helping. She really provides most of the lettuce for the local restaurants here on the island, and how her company's growing, and now how she's partnered with Blue Water Organics to do shrimp farming again on the island. And so that's a nice story on that one. And I have to say, I must say as well, a shout out to a lot of my friends from Freeport. I saw a good friend, Ian Rademacher, over the weekend. He said he tunes into us and listens on Tuesdays when we talk about Freeport. So hi to him, and thank you, Ian, for tuning in. I must say that. Didn't want to forget. Sorry.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you tuning in. I mean, you got to get to the break now, Sarah, but appreciate you tuning in. And always
good. And
us-
also, if you wouldn't mind, just let me say a quick word about Equinor. If you'll
get to that real quick before we wrap.
Your buddy Joe would be very
Uncle
mad
Joe, yeah,
he
boy.
Didn't mention that. So he is waiting, and he and the Minister of Environment will be going down there. I do know that the new owners have been on island. I actually met them the other day. Just happened to be in a location where they were. And so there's a lot to be discussed of the Equinor property. So we'll see what happens with that.
And they still need to make sure everything cleaned up, too.
Exactly. And he did say he was holding them to the fire, feet to the fire, and I hope he does.
Well, so, if anybody can, and Bill, it is Joe Darvill for sure.
It is Joe Darvill. It is. And so he definitely keeps an eye on everything here in Grand Bahama. I can tell you that much. Because if you don't, you're going to get a phone call from him.
There you go. All right. Well, I appreciate you as always, Sarah. And probably next week, let's try to get you and Darren on so he can really chop
we'll
it up.
We'll chase him down. He's probably knowing him doing more rotary stuff. That is a hardworking guy.
For sure. For sure. But we'll get
all
to the break.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Always. And always support it every Tuesday, man. Get the Guardian. Get the supplement. Get the Grand Bahama News supplement each and every Tuesday in the Guardian. Spend the money and get the supplement.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk again next Tuesday, Sarah. Be safe and enjoy the rest of the week.
You too. Take care.
All right. Let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. I got you. You know, I got more than 60 seconds or less. I'll brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. I got him in a Dunkin' Hall in his coffee break. And I get you ready for the news in the 5 o'clock hour. And at 5 o'clock, Pearly takes over. I got to go make some tourists laugh. That's what I'm talking about. All right. It all continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, right after the break, as the Tuesday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Get ready, Bahamas. The Bahamas Football Association and the Ministry of Education proudly present Samuel P. Haven Jr. High School Soccer Nationals. May 19th to 27th, witness the best high school soccer action at the Roscoe ALDB Soccer Fields, featuring top senior girls and boys teams from across our islands in the first national soccer championship in 3 years. Catch the R.M. Billy Paces, St. Andrews Hurricanes, Patrick J. Bethel, Mighty Mollis, and many more as they compete for the ultimate prize. Don't miss this exciting event. Bring your friends and family to cheer on and support our talented young athletes, the future of Bahamian soccer. More info at bahamasfa.net. See you there.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today. A whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you fool. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Tuesday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And you know it is Tuesday, and it's Crazy Tuesday at KFC. Don't forget, you get 10 pieces of chicken. Sorry, you got 5 pieces of chicken for 10 bucks. All right, you got 5 pieces of chicken, 10 bucks, all right, on this Crazy Tuesday, as they do each and every Tuesday. So be sure to check them out on that. And here's what's Eating Up the Planet in 60 Seconds or Less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau, the global warming. Here it comes. And just how I say 5 pieces of chicken for $10, boy, look here, yeah, and baseball rockets, and then all that kind of stuff. I mean, they need to pick that up on the way home. I need to grab me one of them going to this gig, and that's what I need to do. Yeah, boy. See, I plan it. Tell the set coming from baseball practice, grab some on the way home, so it'll be there when I get there. Grab some for me when I leave and going over the bridge to the early gig, and put the foundation down for the Jacques Daniel later. That's what, see, we working it all out. Working it all out, all out. All right, here we go. Let's check out the woman who's eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. I Am Tonji beat Megan Danielle on Sunday night to become the next American Idol. Actor Ray Stevenson has died at the age of 58. You'll see him returning to the Star Wars universe later this year as former Jedi Bylon Skoll in Ahsoka. Big Brother's 25th season will premiere with a special 90-minute episode on Wednesday, August 2nd. Jeff Bezos is now engaged to longtime girlfriend Lauren Sanchez. Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson graduated from high school over the weekend in Georgia. You all remember Honey Boo Boo? Wow. Don't let me go there. Don't let me go there. 50-year-old session drummer Josh Freese was introduced as Foo Fighters' new drummer, replacing Taylor Hawkins, who died in March of last year. Coming to HBO Max, which becomes Just Max this week, a new travel show with Conan O'Brien called Conan O'Brien Must Go. NBC weather guy Al Roker had to have a replacement knee for his replacement knee, and is on the mend. His wife says he's moving slower these days, but looking forward to getting back to the Today Show. It was good to see 86-year-old Jack Nicholson in his courtside seat at the Lakers game on Saturday. Still wasn't enough to help them win, but hey, Jack was there. And you know why they didn't win? Because they couldn't handle the truth that Denver was a better team. And that's pretty much it. Venmo is making it possible for teenagers to have an account if they have their parents' permission. All right, there you go. And that's a wrap right there. On your global warming, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break right now. Because you know, and it's all about that glazed donut breakfast sandwich. Oh, my goodness. You got the glazed donut. You got the egg, the cheese, the bacon. You got the salty and the sweet combined. It is a great pop. It's a party in your mouth. And you definitely want to check it out at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. All right. So don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Pearlie will be holding it down for you. All right? And y'all chop it up over everything. I'm sure y'all want to talk to the Lakers. I'm sure y'all want to talk to the Celtics. And listen, I will be in the chair tomorrow. So whatever you got for me today, hold it till tomorrow. And we'll chop it up. We'll chop it up. But boy, I tell you, as I take this coffee break, y'all brand sexuals got to do better. Mr. Producer, you see some of the stuff on social media today, all them kind of excuses? Now LeBron is 38 years old. I don't care. If you're 38, 28, or 18, you're going to hit that three-foot jump shot. Let's go to the phone line. Talking at 6.9 FM. Who's this?
Don't worry. I can save yours for tomorrow.
Save it. Let it marinate. Let it steep. Because you know this is...
You use one of those... use one who given those excuses to. So.
No. I gave no excuses. I said clearly why we lost. I'll say clearly why we lost. I'll own it. I have a problem. Remember, I told you I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. Because it's a win-win, because 5 years ago we had this conversation, and I said it's going to end ugly for L.A. with LeBron. This whole experience is going to be garbage.
You and Pearlie Cinderella team got mocked.
Listen, okay? My Lakers got beat. I don't care. Now, if that means one step closer to getting LeBron out of there,
LeBron ain't going nowhere.
No,
He's going to retire. He's going to retire in that jersey.
Yeah, but let it be this season.
He's
let it
gonna
be.
He's going to retire in that jersey.
Hey, great. Let it be like now, though. Did you hear what he said last night? He got a lot to think about. He got a lot to contemplate about.
No,
let's get it done.
He didn't want to preempt anything, but he is coming back with the Lakers. He's not going anywhere.
You know why he did it?
He's going to play until he's probably 40.
Let me tell you something. You know why he did it? Because he's a spotlight hog.
Yep, I agree.
Now you don't want to give up that shine to the Joker and to Denver for sweeping they behind.
Yeah.
And whatever they did, they kicked it up in a good young solid team.
Yeah.
Props to them.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna look forward to that Heat Nuggets final. Nobody saw it coming. It's probably gonna be really enjoyable. People talking about nobody wants to see it. Probably that leave saying, "Boy, that was a great final."
Miami will definitely take it all.
Well. You know, I gotta stay in the Western Conference. That's where the Lakers come from. So I gotta stay in the West. I can't.
Pearlie, I'll holler at him tomorrow.
No.
At the gym right now.
Pearlie on today. So if you could catch him, catch him. If not, you could holler at us tomorrow, man. Do some curls for us.
Absolutely.
Pump it up. All right.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
You too, man. Be safe, Mystery Dolphin, aka She Dad. But you're the only one who left to talk now. Only one left to talk now. Your Heat's still going. And I don't know, no Denver Nuggets fans. So y'all sit your behinds down. Hey, Kermy, I got to give props to my boy. We got one more break, right? But I could drop this one and I could let the break play. I mean, the commercial break play, and then we can go straight to the news. That's cool? That could work? All right, cool. I got to give my boy Jay Shep a Jay Shep props, though. I heard the funniest joke, man. Shep had a good one, man. I got to repeat it. And Shep, I might even borrow it. But we'll work it out, because you know I got the Kentucky hookup, and I know you like KFC, so I can make sure you straight. But apparently they had a bet, Jokic, and if the Nuggets won, LeBron was going to have to eat 200 nuggets. All right? And if the Lakers won, Joker was going to have to eat 100 tacos. You know what I mean? Well, you know, the Nuggets won. So LeBron had to eat the 200 nuggets. So they asked him, LeBron, what kind of sauce you want on your nuggets? LeBron say sweet and sour. Pick up the J Chef. That's a good one, dog. I give you mad credit on that one. Sweep and sour. Yeah, that's what he wants. Sweep and sour. Sweep me to the break like they swept the Lakers out of the playoffs. And hopefully LeBron out of L.A. And Pearly will take good care of y'all in the 5 o'clock hour. I got to go make some tourists laugh. I appreciate them booking me for the corporate gig. And we're going to have a good time. And we're going to have lots of laughs. And I hear it's an open bar, Kermit. So you know I got to go there in the Eastern Road mode. You know, I have a few cocktails. That's what I'm talking about. See y'all mañana.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
So let me know when you want me. Hello, and welcome to Talking Heads with Naughty. This is your guy, Pearly Park, where he is. He missing somewhere in action. Oh, big day in sports yesterday, and I know Mystery Heat, they're waiting for me. I know Mystery Heat about to say how the Los Angeles Lakers were swept out of their own gym yesterday. And when I say I don't know where Naughty is, there's only one place he could be, you know, out there making people laugh. You know, cracking jokes, doing some comedy gig. That's when he's calling me. He don't call me no other time, and only when he got some comedy gig to do. But that's no problem. I'm happy to be here with you guys today. Happy on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This hot Tuesday afternoon, I should say. Let's do a look at what's today in history. Because, you know, just thinking about what's going down with my Lakers got me so depressed. We can just talk about some other good stuff first. And today in history brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. You know, they have that super happy hour. So don't forget to check Naughty Johnny's out for the happy hour. And let's see what's going on today in history. Tuesday, May 23rd. In 1876... Boston's Joe Borden pitched the first no-hitter in the history of the National League. In 1922, Gene Tooney was defeated by Harry Gribb. It was Tooney's only professional boxing defeat. Hack Milton became the first player to hit a home run off the Wrigley Field scoreboard. And the scoreboard is not like right there where the home run field is. It's way back and way up there. So to hit that has been an accomplishment, and that's a big thing in Chicago. In 1948, Joe DiMaggio hit three consecutive home runs. Remind me of what Reggie Jackson did, too. In 1962, the National Basketball Association, the NBA, agreed to transfer the Philadelphia Warriors to San Francisco, California. The team became the San Francisco Warriors, and we now know them as the Golden State Warriors. In 1962, Joe Pepitone, New York Yankees, hit two home runs in one inning. Yeah, it got to be something to Yankee. Right now, Naughty plays this in there. In 1963, NBC purchased the 1963 AFL Championship Game TV rights for $926,000. I think they're paying close to $5 billion or something. So $1 billion or something there for it now. They're selling ads for like 30-second ads for $5 million. It's amazing how far it's gone in 60 years. In 1978, the American League approved the transfer of Gene Yawkey, Boston Red Sox, for $15 million. In 1984, the Detroit Tigers won their sixth straight road game. They tied the American League record. In 1991, the San Diego Sockers won their fourth consecutive Major Soccer League championship. In 1991, the New York Yankees played their fourth straight extra inning game. And in 1993, Owen Hart died when he fell 90 feet while being lowered into a WWF wrestling ring. He was 33 years old. It was a stunt they were pulling. And as they lowered, I think the cable popped and he fell 30 feet and died. Something else. Today's sports quote: you have to perform at a consistent higher level than others. That's the mark of a true professional. Joe Paterno. Papa Joe. So that was today in sports history, brought to you by Naughty Johnny. Don't forget to check Naughty Journeys out, check the happy hour out, and have a good time on Early and Naughty. So what else going on? What else is happening in sports today? We can get right to it. And Mr. Producer, let me know when Mystery called. Let's put him right in so he can start talking, because I just get this over with, because I know he will rub this in. Lakers went down in defeat yesterday. Oh, boy, you know what? We can look at the Locus bus before we talk with the Lakers. I see fly football is pretty close to its playoffs. There's been a mad push amongst fly football players. So I think I'm going to try to get them on so we can talk about the playoffs and see where they're going with fly football. There's a fast-growing sport in Nassau. So let's see how it works out. We get them on later on in the week to talk about fly football. Yep, so the Lakers, it's the Lakers, 113 to 111 yesterday to go down 4-0. To the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets have been in the league 47 years, and this is their first NBA championship appearance. Hats off to the Joker. Hats off to the Joker. The best player in baseball and basketball right now. Hats off to the Joker. And I got a newfound respect for him yesterday, because I always had him like this redneck snot. But I watched him after the game and how he interacted with his players and doing the funny little handshakes and all that stuff. So he seems to be a pretty down-to-earth brother. So I have a newfound respect for him. At least speak my Lakers, I got to really have a respect for him. They put up numbers yesterday. I mean, he had 30 points and 14 rebounds, 13 assists. I think that's 8 or 9 triple-double in the playoffs. Caldwell Pope, the former Laker, to burn us for 13. Gordon had 22. Murray had 25. And Porter had 15. The MVP of the tournament was the Joker. LeBron came out and played all, I think LeBron played 47, 56 seconds. So some 47 minutes, 56 seconds like that. He played the whole game except 4 seconds. Why? Don't ask me why. AD was not there, 21 and 14. Schroeder, 13. Hachimura put up 10 points. LeBron had 40 points, but 31 of those was in the first half. So he put up 9 points in the second half. I mean, come on. Reeves put up 17 points, doing his regular triple-double. We had a Tristan Thompson sighting yesterday. He had 4 points. D'Angelo Russell had 4 points. Lonnie Walker had. You could physically see with 8 to 9 minutes left in the game, LeBron couldn't move. He was like hands on his knees, out of it. I'm blaming him for that. I would have not left him in for the whole half without him getting some rest. I thought it was kind of ridiculous, and he paid for it. And then the last play of the game, it's just, okay, brother, you go score and win. Everybody just stood around and watched. No cutting to the bucket, nothing to help out. The 4 Denver Nuggets on top of him, that'll be at least 3 Lakers open. Nothing was done. Lakers went down, lost the game, blew a 15-point lead. Just couldn't drop enough buckets in the second half. Just got blown out in the second half. And it was, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say about it. You know, I was talking to some people this morning and teased me, asked if I need therapy, if we need therapy. The reason I don't need therapy, I'm a Laker. I'm a Laker fan, and I have no want for certain people on my team. So out of love for my team, I pulled for the Lakers. But when it kind of came down to anything else, I wasn't too. I didn't feel too good about it. I didn't feel about having the Lakers, having him there, and it paid and showed. What is next for the Lakers? What will they next do? There's a talk about that they're looking at Trey out of Atlanta, out of Lakers. Don't have no assets. I don't know what they're going to do to trade for him. He would be an excellent pickup for them. He would probably be that point guard you need, who can score, who can hit the three. And I think the Lakers need another 3-point shooter. Beasley just did not do it. He just did not do it. So I think they would need another 3-point shooter. See where we go with that. But at this point, right now, the Lakers are out. The Denver Nuggets are into the NBA championships for the first time. Caldwell Pope has some experience. I think Mr. Green hasn't won a title, but I think he made a run for it and lost. So they have one or two players who have been there. They have one, and Caldwell Pope who has a ring. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be real interesting to see how they perform against either the Heat or the Celtics, and most likely it'll be the Heat. Heat should probably close it out tonight. And if that happens, that will be the first time in the history of the NBA that the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals ended in a sweep at the same time. They had swept. They've been swept. Other teams have been swept before. The Lakers got swept in the championship, I think. Moses Malone, four. So that'll be the first time, if that happens tonight, if the Heat closes it out tonight, then you will have a first time in the history of NBA, the Western Conference Final was a sweep, and the Eastern Conference Final will be a sweep. So let's see how that goes tonight. I think it's over. I think the Heat took Boston's heart in the last game. I think Boston got it. I think they've given up. They've mailed it in. They've checked in. They've put it tonight. June 1st, NBA Finals will start. And that would be probably in Denver, since they had the best record. So the first two would be in Denver. And then I don't know if it's 2-3-2. I have to check that out. Or if it's 2-2-1-1-1 like it was for the playoffs. But you'll have the... I'm predicting the Heat Denver series, and I'm predicting Denver in 5. Maybe 6. I'm just trying to say some things to see if Mr. Heat can get all upset with me. But we'll take a break right now. And Mr. Producer, when we come back, we'll talk more basketball. We look at the MLB, and we look at the NFL. This is Talking Heads with Naughty. I'm your boy Pearly filling in. See you in a minute. We'll be right back.
from the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue, which features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
What you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no
more. I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
The Road to 50 Jubilee celebration continues with the 50th On Bay Street Festival. Bahamian culture comes alive on Monday, May 29th from 2 p.m. until. Come out, bring the whole family to enjoy live music, food, drinks, cooking demos by local celebrity chefs, art, crafts, a kiddies corner, and so much more. It's Bahamian culture at its finest. The 50th On Bay Street Festival, this Whit Monday, May 29th. Bring the whole family. Admissions free.
Talking Heads 3 here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, talking sports, talking whatever we need to talk about in sports. Put out there, if anybody wants to call in to talk about it, does anybody believe the hype that LeBron could be retiring? Does anybody believe that? Does anybody think he's tired? I hope he does. I think he is disheartened by what happened. He is down and out. I think his emotions are talking to him last night, but I think he can try to come back next year because nobody wants to go out on a sweep. Nobody wants to be swept like that the way he was. So, I mean, what do y'all think? You think he's going to stay? You think he's going to be around? You think he's going to retire? Let me know what you think. I hope he does. I pray he retires, he goes home, he puts it up, and Lakers get some money they can spend. Lakers can look for some players. Look at what the free agent market looks like this year. Make a move, do something. But I think he's going to hang around and force a trade to the team that Bronny goes to play for, which is fine with me. But when I looked at this Lakers team, Vanderbilt didn't play last night, coach's decision. Beasley hasn't played at all in this series. I was trying to figure out what was the rationale of Tristan Thompson coming in. He needed more movement. He needed more movement. He wanted more activity. That's what I'm gathering he was doing. Did it pay off? I think Tristan Thompson gave him a couple of good minutes. It wasn't about the points. It wasn't about whether he scored any points or anything. I think it was more about what defense he could play in Joker. That didn't work. There was no kind of defense on Joker. So the Lakers have a lot of thinking to do. They have a lot of soul searching. And under no circumstances should Reeves be gone. They got to sign Reeves, find a way to sign Reeves, find a way to keep Hachimori. I think those two players, I would like to see Schroeder back. I think Schroeder's under contract, but I'd like to see Schroeder back and definitely like to see D'Lo back. Vanderbilt, yeah. If we can get him at a good price, yeah. I'd like to see him back and then take it from there. Christie to be kept on. I want to talk AD. But if we could work out for LeBron to retire, for LeBron to be cut, go carry yourself, I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm ecstatic. I would shout and praise on the highest mountain for that. I wouldn't mind even the Lakers taking a dip this year to regroup and bring some players in to come right back. On another hand, when you look at that team, they've only been together about a month before the playoffs start. If they were together from training camp, where they could learn the playbook, learn what's going on, practice together, develop chemistry, that team is probably a top four team in the NBA or top four team in the West. The fact that they beat Memphis, the top two team, they beat number six team in the Golden State Warriors, who probably was a better team defending world champs. They beat them. Depleted, hurt, whatever, like they beat them. Because you can't put that argument, you can't say, oh, they was hurt, because the same argument I could put the Heat beat Milwaukee. So let's leave that one alone. So when you look at it, they beat two good teams to make it to the Western Conference Finals. I thought they matched up better with Denver, which I think they did. I think that the exuberance or the over-exuberance of the cost the Lakers a couple of games. Game one, down by three. You didn't run your play. You just pulled up a 26 jump shot, clunk. Then you had in game three. You didn't hit any three-pointers for the first two games. You come in there, you hit, bang, one three-point. You come in, bang, hit, and you feel greedy. You think you can hit a couple more. Clunk, 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 clunk. Things like that, you know, and you don't expect him to be perfect, but you expect your best player, quote unquote, to be the person that leads your team somewhere or the other to the championship. Your best player be the person that you put on your back and you say, come, let's go. Where he facilitates, where he finds the right man. And Joker, that showed you that. Joker, he hit the bucket. He hit the right pass. He had the cut man. He had the jumps. He had the person wide open. He found the person. He put the team on his back and said, let's go. Jimmy Butler, same thing. Let's go. Get on my back. Let me carry you to where I'm going. Tatum, I thought Tatum was going to do the same thing with Boston. But what I see from Tatum is, that's all I can say. You know, and when I looked at that game in game three, it's like them brothers, just heart was taken out. Like, you know, when you see them olden days, the Chinese movie, the fellas snatched the heart. No, it was like, let me just take your heart out of your chest, take all your soul out of you, and send you home for the day. That teams that I thought would have played better in terms of Boston did not. Thought the Lakers would have given Denver a better run. I didn't think it would be a sweep. Like, okay, Denver went in six, Denver went in seven. I did not see a sweep coming. I couldn't believe it. I just can't believe that they would, the team, GOAT, did not put that team on his back, did not lead them to what they call a championship, did not lead them to the NBA championship. Basically, in my opinion, failed the team. People ain't going to agree with me. Transactions ain't going to agree with me. They're going to say, oh, the rest of the team, then late Reeves, the role players did their part. The role players did their part. They expect the role players to put a bunch of points on. I didn't expect with Reeves, with Hachimori, with Walker, all of them, they played their part. The two big guns did not. AD, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to call him Powder Puff. I don't know what I want to call him. I don't know. I really don't know. So, as you look more into the NBA, a lot of things are being happened. Oh, before we move on to anything else, Carmelo Anthony, one of the greatest Nuggets, one of the greatest Knicks, one of the greatest college basketball players, Carmelo Anthony has decided to hang it up. He's retiring from the NBA officially. He won't be trying to play with no one next year. I guess nobody picked him up this year and he realized it's come the time that you should put it, you know, take the shoes off, put the ball down. But he had a stellar NBA career. One of the greatest scorers, one of the greatest shooters, one of the best I've seen. So hats off to Carmelo, I hope. And Denver, I think they honored him or something like that, which I think is a wonderful thing. He had some good years there, and he had some really good years in New York. So hats off to Carmelo Anthony, who's hanging it up and retiring. So hats off to you, Carmelo. Now, as we look at NBA rumors of what's going on, all right, I see that the Houston Rockets has pledged that they're going to be very, 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 they got a lot of money and they got a lot of cap space, a lot of cap space. I don't know how much of this they got, but I know they got a lot of cap space. So they expect to be, they're looking at, you got free agents like Brook Lopez, Dylan Brooks, Cam Johnson, Austin Reeves. That team could possibly target in coming up. So there's also talk that James Harden may go back to Houston. And so I was sitting there, why would James Harden leave a team that supposedly had a chance to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, had a chance to make it to the NBA Finals? A good team, had a great year, could go to a team that was finished way down the bottom of the list. But when you see that, when they realize that they had a lot of money, that Houston has a lot of money, Houston has money that they can spend and put into this team, it may make sense for him to go down there as that veteran leader with some other veterans who will be coming in with that young crop of players they got coming up. And they may have something there. They may just have something there. So that's going to be something to watch for. I think Brooks Lopez and they're unrestricted free agents. But they have a great defensive players. Lopez is 35 years old, so I don't know how much you would want to give him. Now, remember who Brooks is. Now, that's the trash talker, all right? That's the fellow running mouth a little bit too much. Ha, ha, ha. So that would be interesting to see what goes there. Austin Reeves, I hope the Lakers don't let that brother go a step, not a step. They got to fight to keep him, fight to make sure he stays there. Pay him his money. Pay him what he should get, because he's been a pleasant surprise for the Lakers. Former point guard, has a great control of the ball. He gives up his body, draws fouls, can drive to the bucket, short jump shot, can hit the three-pointer. And he only can get better. He only can get better as confidence grows and all that. The problem with the Lakers is they limited to what they could pay. They only could give him a four-year, $51 million contract. Because it's some of the early bird rights or something like that. So I hope he's going to explore the market, but I hope he wants to stay in L.A. Takes this, he's only 23 years old. Takes this place 51 and then get a max deal shortly at the end of this 4 years and be a long time. They could be an 8 to 10 year Laker. So we'll see what happens there. But then again, I want to know if people are buying or selling whether LeBron is going to be around. Will LeBron retire? Whatever. Now, I understand that the Celtics are getting a little bit cocky and saying, don't let us win this game. Don't let us back in. You better put us out tonight. You better send us home today because we coming at you. If we win today, there'll be another story. So that's going to rile them up. Are they poking a bear? Are they getting Jimmy Butler, Ryler for the drop 51 on them? But with the Celtics, he's saying they believe if they can win this one game, they can make this a series. Because we go back home, we take this one game, we're home at this one game, we go back home, down 3-1. If they make it 3-2, then you really, really got some concern to worry about. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I believe it over tonight. I really, really believe it over tonight. I really believe. I understand that the Philadelphia 76ers interviewed Frank Vogel, the former NBA champion. He led the Lakers to the championship in the bubble. I understand they had an interview with him today. So we see what happens there. He would be a nice pick for them. I think he'd be all right there. There's no songs they don't sign D'Antonio. I get. It doesn't matter to me who they bring. So, and like I said earlier, the Lakers are eyeing Trae Young. I don't know how much money they got to pay him. It'll be a great thing. It'll be great to see him. I don't know if they could work on a sign and trade. But it's just internal talks. It's nothing official. They haven't talked to anybody because you can't do that yet. That's tampering. But they have internal talks among themselves. What do you think? Think we should go after this guy? You think she's going to try to get Pearly? As the coach or something like that? They talking about other things. I think Ham will be back given another chance next year. I think he did a pretty decent job concerning he started out 2-10, had a crappy team, was able to the president and the front office was able to get him better players, and he did a pretty good job. I saw some rookie mistakes. I saw some stuff that he would learn not to do in the next go around, not to do when he's coaching. I think he would learn from that. So all in all, I'm pretty happy with what he has done. NBA OTAs are heating up. Derek Carr was in New Orleans OTA today, working out. Other teams, OTAs will be going on this week and over the next few days. And that's organized team activities, something like that. That's what they call organized team activities, where the team bring you in and teach you the playbook, run through some things like that. Light workout, no padding like that, no hitting or nothing like that. Getting to see who is who, getting you familiarized with the team and before training camp opens up. So OTAs have begun. What else going on in the NBA? Anything else happening in the NBA? Any other rumors? Any other talks about anything else happening? I guess what LeBron James said about possibly retiring got the whole Twitter buzzing and all that stuff. Austin Reeves has said on record he definitely wants to remain with the Lakers, but we'll see what happens as he approaches free agency. You can't blame him. The player won't give you $1 million. Take it. I understand the Charlotte Hornets trying to get Miles Bridges back. They want to have him back next season, so they're going to start talking. Of course, this is the talk also back to the Lakers. The Kyrie Irving come to the Lakers. And LeBron wants Kyrie to join the Lakers, all right? They didn't get along Cleveland. I think they fell out in Cleveland. I'd rather have Kyrie than have LeBron, you know? But will Dallas give up on him? Will Dallas sign him? I think Kyrie will have to take a team-friendly contract because they can't give him a max deal. So don't look at that to happen. Don't look for that to happen unless some tremendous go down, all right? Tremendous go down. And, you know, the talk is a Kyrie for D'Lo sign and trade. Kyrie signs, and then they trade him for D'Lo. I don't know. Dallas, I don't know if Dallas will go to that. It may work better for Kyrie to be in LA in terms of him having the ball in his hand compared to how it is with Luka in Dallas. And D'Lo may work better because D'Lo is more facilitated. D'Lo don't have to take a bunch of shots. D'Lo don't mind getting racking up the assists. So that could be a possibility. But then also Dallas is also interested in AD. So I don't know. At least they were interested in the season. I don't know if that is still there. They had expressed an interest. Kyrie for AD. I don't know if that could work. Dallas may have to throw someone else in the picture. You'll see what happens there. What else going on in the NBA? I think CP3 may be a trade. Phoenix kind of let me back up before I say anything else. Phoenix has to look at what they're gonna do. Phoenix has to decide whether they're gonna keep some players that they can keep the center, or they're gonna trade the point guard. So there is talk that Houston is interested in CP3 as well and working on a trade with Phoenix. Now, these are all preliminary gossipy talks, rumors and everything going around now. People, don't think this is no gospel, okay? Don't go back and they really say CP3 can be in Houston next year. You never know what's gonna happen. I guess I don't see nothing much more happening, you know. There's a lot of free agent targets, and Van Fleet from Toronto is a target the Lakers may be looking to think about. These new rookies coming in, Brandon Miller coming in, it'll be interesting to see if he's the hype, who picks him, and then they have the draft. The French kid, the 7'4 kid, skinny as a toothpick. Oh, but he got game. He could dribble, he could shoot, he could pass, he could dunk, he have an inside outside game. They're saying he's a can't miss wonder. I've seen some like him they call can't miss wonder and didn't do anywhere. Okay, didn't go anywhere. So we'll see how that happens. MLB, Major League Baseball, is starting to heat up now. When we first started talking about it a little earlier, we were saying, too early. This the end of May. Getting into June, All-Star break the first week of July. So you get into the heat of baseball. A lot of teams have some injuries. My Dodgers, oh, Lord of mercy, my goodness. They're able to beat Atlanta last night. I got to rub it in because my son is a huge Atlanta Braves fan. So I want to rub that 8-6 victory of Atlanta yesterday. Freddie Freeman at a home run. JT Martinez starting to heat up. He hitting the ball well. The Guardians beat the White Sox 3-0 yesterday. You know, the Pirates shot out the cannon, playing great baseball. Now they can barely buy it. Let me check. I don't know how many games the Pirates have been struggling big time, losing a lot of games, not getting those wins in there. They won last night over the Rangers. They're able to get that win there, so we'll see what goes on with them. Who else in baseball? Like I said, I got to rub it into Trey. Trey, I'm going to say it, but five times till you get it good. We beat y'all yesterday. We beat the Braves. The Rangers, the Reds, in 10 innings, beat the Cardinals. Diamondbacks still continue to play good baseball, sitting right behind the Dodgers, a game and a half back. They beat the Phillies 6-3. I watched a little piece of the Toronto-Tampa Bay game yesterday. The Rays beat them 6-4. Bo Bichette came up in the top of the ninth inning, bases loaded with two out, and hit a dribbler to the pitcher to end the game. Giants got a win over the Twins yesterday. Detroit got a win over the Royals. Astros continue to play good ball. They're really heating up. The Marlins got beat last night, lost to the Rockies. The Red Sox lost to the Angels 2-1, which was a great game. And the Mariners beat the Oakland Athletics 11-2. So there's a lot of injuries. Teams are just DeGrom is out. Verlander is out. Scherzer is out. Dustin May is out. Urias is out. Dodgers have a lot of injuries. There's a lot of injuries. And I always say I'd rather have these injuries in April, in May, rather than have them in September and October. So we got a lot of, let's see what rumors going on in NBA, what possible trades can happen, possible moves that can happen in baseball. This is the time that people can start looking at teams that are fading. Whether Ohtani, that the Angels can fade enough that the Dodgers can pull the trigger to get something from them. Las Vegas may end up with a baseball team. The Oakland A's are thinking they're moving to Las Vegas. They're having a fight over the stadium because they were looking for the city to give up some money. The city said no. So now they don't know if Oakland is going to come up with the money. So that puts some problems with them. I think that the lawmakers in Nevada table a bill that will not go higher than $175 million for their financing part of it. This leaves $220 million gap. They got fined. So Bill Oakley put that money up. There's another $395 million they got in bonds. So they already got about $600 million to build this thing, I think, or a little more than that. So will Oakland put up the $220 million? Will they make that investment? That's going to be interesting to see. Nothing much. So like I said, things are heating up in baseball. So you can start looking at teams. Will the Chicago White Sox trade their star move? Since things are starting to heat up a little bit. A lot of teams are calling up rookies this time right now. Give Clint Frazier, from the Chicago White Sox, they called him up. Great bat. I see that the Yankees designate for free agency. In other words, they cut Aaron Hicks. I wish Naughty was the one to tell me the outfield. I wonder what's going on with that. So that's designated for assignment. They still go in $20 million. Players don't worry about that stuff like that. Former Dodger Cody Bellinger is on the IL. He got hurt. He hurt his left knee. It's left knee contusion. So he's going to be off for the 10 or 15 days to see how that goes with him. There was a rumor that the Yankees was up for sale. People talking that the richest baseball franchise is up for sale. But young Steinbrenner said there's no discussions about selling the team. There's been no discussions, no talks, nothing out there about selling the team. So we can put that to rest for now until that comes back up. But then Naughty comes back tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. And see exactly if it's like it happened. Will the Yankees be sold? Will the Steinbrenner? I mean, I grew up in the Steinbrenner. I'm a little boy. I know the Steinbrenners own the Yankees. That'll be interesting to see. That would really be seen if that ever happens. But I don't think it will happen. I don't think they'll sell right now. Yankees making money. They got the Marlins. They got Yankee Stadium. They got the sign. They got money coming in. I can't see them selling them. But if it is sold, guarantee you, it would be the record-breaking sale for any baseball team, and could be the record-breaking sale for any sports franchise. So I would sit back and drink my tea, or my coffee, really, and watch to see how that goes on. All right. So I don't know. That's pretty much what's going on. We've got a Major League Baseball. Nothing major. People, teams are just scrambling around. You know, Dodgers got a bunch of injuries. This team got a bunch of injuries. People are coming back off injury. just what's going on in league baseball as we get closer to the All-Star break in July. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of NFL. We'll do our picks, and then we'll take you into the final 10. So, Mr. Producer, when we come back, that's what we'll be doing. This is Furley, the Talking Heads, filling in for Naughty. Don't go nowhere.
I got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live. At cancer treatment centers, and from an appointment, presented me with treatment options, and you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split plastic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Edition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
And we're back on Talking Heads with Naughty. This year, boy, Pearly filling in for Naughty, who out there trying to make some people laugh. Doing a little comedy gig today, so I'm sitting in with him for him today. NFL. Oh, man. NFL is happening. NFL is happening. OTAs have begun. Training camp will be soon, and before you know it, it'll be September, and the first game will be played, and the Dolphins will be on their way to a playoff season and hopefully a Super Bowl season. Remember, these rookies, when they come and they sign these three-year contracts, so the one he was back in Chicago, Justin Fields, he said he's not worried about his contract extension. He's just worried about concentrating on getting into the 2023 season. I think the Bears have stated that their future is with him. I don't see no big thing with that. I don't see no problems going on with that. I think he will eventually get to sign a contract, but I like his attitude. He's working hard to become a better quarterback. He's working to make his worry about the contract later on. Austin Eckler, who was with the LA Chargers, was saying he wants out, he wants to be traded. Brother ain't gonna step. He got a $2 million incentive out of his current deal. So he would be staying. So Austin Eckler, the running back for the Chicago, for the Los Angeles Chargers, will be going nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Tom Brady will not give up at football. Tom Brady will keep his name in football for a while. He's agreed to purchase a minority shares in the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. So I guess when the spring meetings come up later on, they will approve that, and Tom Brady will be a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. So that basically tells us he will not be throwing the football around anymore. He will now become an owner and help to build, hopefully to build a as they hopefully build a Super Bowl franchise there in Las Vegas. Matt Corral, the Panthers' second-year quarterback, was saying, people were saying that he wanted out. And since Bryce Young is there, I guess he's willing to stay there. He doesn't want to be trained to stay there. He's willing to play. And I think they've got two good young quarterbacks. And if both of them can train, go to the same time, eventually Corral will probably get a job somewhere else. So that's fine to see. The Jets making things. Clowney is excited about being back in Texas. I see the Ravens re-signed Josh Johnson, the quarterback, backup quarterback. So he'll be the backup quarterback to Mr. Jackson. So that's good. Josh Johnson is re-signed. I guess there's nothing much happening. People just get into OTA. You got some unrestricted free agents, unsigned free agents, or undrafted free agents, we used to say, that are not making some waves in the NFL. They're kicking up some noise, making some noise. But we're going to go. We'll give you picks in a second, and then open the doors up for Colin Coward, the Herd, and he's going to talk about the Lakers sweep. He's going to talk about whether Boston is going to get swept today, and we'll see what happens there. It's interesting. I listened to it earlier, so it's going to be interesting what he has to say. I think you should listen to it. He gives a pretty good... The Herd kind of gives you a different type perspective on most things in sports. I like listening because he makes a lot of sense sometimes. He doesn't... He's playing and kisses up to the players. He calls a spade a spade. So we got the Dodgers tonight in Atlanta. I think the Dodgers... Bobby Miller, the 100-mile-an-hour sensation that the Dodgers had in AAA, is now going to make his Major League debut tonight. I hope we had another rookie give him 5 runs last time, but we still end up winning. So Bobby Miller's going to surprise a lot of people. Bobby Miller's going to shut out or don't give him more than 2 runs to the Braves tonight. I picked the Dodgers over the Braves. The Chicago White Sox and the Guardians, they got the Guardians over the White Sox. The Texas Rangers over the Pirates. I think the Pirates will get 2 in a row. I think the Cardinals will take the Reds tonight. I think the Phillies will bounce back on the Arizona Diamondbacks at home tonight. And the game I really like to see is the Toronto Blue Jays Rays game. I think Toronto will pull it off tonight. And the Yankees, Cole is back tonight. He's 5-0 with a 2.0 ERA. I picked the Yankees tonight. Padres and the Nationals. I think the Padres will do the Nationals in. Cubs and the Mets. I'm going to the Mets. Smiley. Miguel pitching for the Mets tonight. Astros on a roll. They should take the Brewers tonight. And the big thing that everybody's looking at, is the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Boston is a 2-point favorite. I mean, Miami is a 2-point favorite at home. I think Boston pulls it off tonight. They pulls the big upset, and I think Boston takes this to 6 games. I think they'll win tonight. They'll win in Boston. I think Miami will come back home and close it out Game 6. Game 6. So that's it for Talking Heads. We're going to take you to the Herd, who's going to talk about the sweep. It's been fun with you today, gentlemen, filling in for Naughty. I had to go through it. I had to cry and beg on my Laker loss, but I faced the music today. And I understand the mystery. He said he'll deal with me tomorrow. Mystery, I don't want to talk, but I know you're waiting tomorrow. I hope you'll win. You'll lose. Don't forget to call in. Thanks to all the sponsors, all the listeners. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being the sponsors. Naughty Johnny's, Fine Threads, Dunkin' Donuts, Island Games. Thank you very much. That's Burley. See you later. I take it out to the Herd. I give you analysis on the NBA playoffs. Thank you very much.
Nick right now joining us, co-host First Things First. You're smiling, so something I said tickled you. What did I say that you...
Oh, well, no, I mean, you're just always delightful and entertaining. Also, I did find it hilarious that you pretend you go to regular airports and stand in security. Is there a lot of security when you're flying private? I'm not sure. I never have, but I don't imagine it's quite the same process J-Mac and I go through. But that's neither here nor there. I am the Lakers, and I know we'll get to it, but I do want to respond to your Kyrie Irving fascination. Colin, the idea that you are encouraging the Lakers to just go all in on Kyrie Irving is so baffling to me. Kyrie Irving, I apologize for the dehumanization of the analogy, but he, the pet tiger of the NBA, fun, exciting, cool, and guaranteed to end in disaster. And when it ends in disaster, you can't be like, who could have seen that coming? Mauled somebody. I would have never. Colin, Kyrie has not had a relevant playoff moment past round one in 6 years. Why would we think that solves the Lakers' issues when in order to get him, you are going to have to get rid of any of the depth that you had? So the only reason a team should get in at this point the Kyrie Irving business is if they are desperate. And the Lakers should not feel desperate right now. They're not good enough. And they ran into a team in Denver that has been underrated by many, including myself, all year. And a player in Nikola Jokic who was playing up to his multiple regular season accolades this postseason. And they deserve credit. But the Lakers should not pull a parachute when they're not in free fall. And that's what trying to go after Kyrie Irving would be.
But I would say this. There's three elements to this. So a bit younger. Austin Reeves won't get more athletically dynamic. And there's a really strong possibility Anthony Davis will not go this long without even a nick. Like, we know his career. Like, you say Kyrie's sure. Got history, so's AD. So nothing really gets solved with your three best players. Austin Reeves is not ascending. This is what he is, and it's a nice piece. LeBron's not ascending. AD's not ascending. And he also doesn't come into camp in great shape. AD plays himself into shape. So my takeaway is, if you're LeBron, you're elegant, you're Elway. I mean, this is Arnold Palmer retiring. It's just like, you don't want to do some charity tour, some retirement tour. Why not just retire now?
Well, listen, I don't think it's I don't think we should dismiss him openly contemplating retirement for the first time ever as nothing or as just a strategy or angling. I think this is on the board of possible outcomes. On TV yesterday, I said we need to recognize that tonight, meaning last night, we might be watching the final playoff game of LeBron's career. That's on the likely outcome. But I also think LeBron is going to have the first surgery of his career this offseason. Does he want to do the full rehab associated with that? Yeah. I would imagine once he has some time removed from it, he might. But for the Lakers, where I disagree with your analysis on a couple things. One is the young players, one of the benefits of young players, Austin, Rui, Vanderbilt, is you should expect improvement. LeBron is obviously descending, and AD you hope to maintain. All the other guys, you should expect marginal, if not significant, improvement. So that helps the team. The thing the Lakers need to recognize to me is twofold. One is this. Do you know when the Lakers lost this series, in my opinion, Colin?
I'll tell you when I thought they lost it.
Yeah, tell me.
It was that two-minute heater by Jamal Murray, and it went from 1 point to 12 points. They outplayed the Nuggets. The crowd was subdued. They had the game. They had their momentum. And Jamal Murray did what occasionally young great players do. He went 2 minutes, couldn't miss, and it felt like, oh. How about you?
I think that's smart. I'm going to take it a slightly different tact. I think they lost this series in November. They lost this series with the 2-10 start. And here's why. People are looking at this and saying, oh, LeBron and AD, they ran out of months of playoff basketball in them. I look at it differently. They did have 2 months of playoff basketball in them. But because of the 2-10 start, because they weren't a real team until the deadline, their playoffs started a month earlier than everybody else. They were in playoff mode from mid-March and then a play-in. then overtime in the play-in. And so they ran out of gas in what was the end of their 10th week of playoff basketball, when for the Nuggets, it was their 6th week of playoff basketball. Everything has a cost in this league. Yeah, Ime Udoka has an infidelity scandal. Looks like the Celtics are fine. They start 18-4. That bill is coming due right now. Your guy punches Jordan Poole. Maybe they're going to be okay. That bill came due, and they said it afterwards. The Lakers screwed around and said, we'll start the year with a broken roster. We'll overwork LeBron. We'll figure it out later. That bill came due in the second half of all four Western Conference Finals games, 2, 3, and 4, when the Lakers didn't have any juice left. So if you, yesterday was the bar none, the greatest playoff game by an old guy in NBA history. Yes. There is not a close second.
Yes.
And I do more. And I love Jackson and Van Gundy. I love them. But they evidently play NBA 2K with the fatigue sliders off when they are openly opining, why is LeBron not driving every play? I also think he should guard Nikola Jokic. He needs to be involved in more of the action. He had played the whole game, age 38, 20 years in. They're like, he should do more. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis on the bench. But point I'm trying to make is this. Tim Duncan, at the end, was still a great player. And he played 30 minutes a night.
Yeah.
And guys, at the end, the Lakers need to figure out, how can we function if LeBron plays 55 to 60 games and plays 30 to 32 minutes a night?
That's right.
So he has some gas left in the tank for entire playoff games instead of, as you're saying, playoff spurts in an unprecedented year 21.
Okay, so not like you need more confidence, but you did pick the Heat to beat the Celtics. I don't want to spend...
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming? Whatever. That was such a crazy pick. No. Such a wacky pick. No. Best coach versus worst coach, and they have the best player. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. We had talked on the show. We thought Spo would win 2 games. I thought it would go 6. But the more interesting part, because they're so obnoxious and unapologetically confident, it's fun when Boston teams unravel. It's really fun. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I like when they win. I like when New York teams win because it feels big. With Boston teams winning, it doesn't feel nationally big. When they unravel, it's a great tire fire. You have to drive by it and look over there and stop your car. So I look at the Celtics, and this has been my knock, is that LeBron and Wade weren't a perfect fit, but they were so damn good and confident, they made it work. But they were both kind of the same. Sure. It was that Tatum and Jaylen Brown are a less talented version of that. They're not a great tandem either. But they're not gifted enough to just overcome it and blow through the league. So you can bring it back, but Robert Williams is in bubble wrap. Horford's old. The coach is an elite. Like, you can keep bringing this back. Denver could be better. Laker, I mean, what would you do with Boston? Because they're going to lose tonight.
I think it's really tricky because I understand that I think the gut reaction is going to be fire the coach and see if it fixes it. And again, I feel badly for Joe Mazzulla. He's 34 years old. It's not like he was coaching, waiting.
That's right.
Will Hardy gets poached. Udoka, if you remember, Udoka was not fired. He was suspended.
Yes.
So because of that, they couldn't go out and hire a full-time coach.
That's
because
right.
Theoretically, Udoka was going to be back in a year. The guy is just is clearly not ready for this moment against the best coach in basketball. But I do think we run into this question now. Jaylen Brown, 5 years, $290 million. A year from now is Tatum, 5 years, $310 million. So that's going to be your team.
Yep.
New CBA makes it very hard to be flexible once you have two guys under a supermax.
That's right.
That's going to be your team. Is that your best path forward? Not to mention, Jaylen has given 2 separate interviews this year about some concerns he has about living in Boston, about the culture in Boston. And then you also have, again, to go back to the theme of everything has a cost, you float this guy in trade rumors year after year after year.
Yeah.
He seemed to be bothered by that, understandably. So would I consider trying to retool around Jason Tatum via a Jaylen Brown trade? I would.
Yeah.
Do I think that they have to do that? No, I don't think they have to, but I think you're going to need a perfect storm.
Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.